What is it doing? Yeah, sorry. Hugh crashed it by like trying to add images and stuff. Oh my god, don't fucking break it again. No, dude, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Oh my god. We're probably going to go off the go off the air again because Hugh's like trying to do the thing again that broke it last time. You have to stitch these fucking
videos
together.
Should we just do the small one? There's one that says small.
You have to stitch these images together when it inevitably breaks again.
Yeah, that looks good. So we'll just put it like there-ish.
What? We can't see the bus then. Maybe somewhere we can see the buses. And put it behind the...
Yeah. So maybe if we do that and...
I just do that and then put it behind the.
Where do we see the most people? Like there?
Yeah. But move it because it's blocking buses.
And one more. No.
Blocking buses. Make it so it doesn't block the buses. I don't want it to block the buses.
They're like there?
Yeah, just fine. Block the buses. Okay, there we are. We should be all good now that Hugh's not fucking with it again.
What a good privacy guard that is.
It needs to be rotated, like
it really does. Way. It's doing my head in. Like it's we janky. Need to
came for this for this week. Yeah, yeah, that's actually an official logo. We have stickers of that one. Actually,
we need to. We actually have like a lot right next to us.
If anyone is like in Wellington and ever wants a bus factor sticker, we have lots of them. We have this one. We also have the previous. Oh, it's actually a slightly different design. It's the same idea, but slightly different. We do have the old design somewhere as well.
Oh, yeah, that had some...
make some design changes. They'll be going to Tuscon as well in Australia.
We need a...
Oh, that's the old one there.
We need
to
make a new one.
Can you catch the bus factor? We'll do it one day. Yellow and green really makes it pop. Yeah, we need to do it. I've got it at home. We can... Oh, wait. Ball games night is coming out. We could do that.
Yeah, should we just do it at ball games?
Yeah. Oh, can we come to ball game night, reporter?
The reporter on the street just pulled out her old lady knitting.
How is it old to be doing knitting? What?
Because it's old lady knitting.
What does that mean? Yeah, like, how is knitting... It's also a really simple knit, so it's not like it's exactly old lady, like, god-tier knitter. But I don't mean it to be offensive.
Old ladies
like,
can't do like.
Have you seen old ladies knitting? They are fucking crazy about it. That are clackety 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 clackety. Jesus.
I get like super bad RSI when I knit.
Yeah, go ahead. Our reporter's making a point.
She's making a report.
She says her mother could knit, read, and watch TV at the same time. Yes. Yeah. I once dropped a stitch.
She didn't actually say it at the same time.
No, she didn't say it at the same time. Then I'm read. I once dropped a stitch.
Oh, she did now.
Over 10 rows back, and my grandmother was like, "I can fix that for you," and managed to like knit the stitch up through 10 rows that I dropped it from. And yeah. I was like, "Jesus Christ, Grandma, you got skills." Kind of shit.
I don't think I really knitted around my grandma.
This is
easy.
Oh,
easy.
Holy shit, dude. Ooh. That was fucking
brutal, as we say.
I was like, yeah, he's going to do it. Because that should count as two. It should be counted. We fucking saw it. Like, he saw the lights go yellow and then fucking accelerated.
I was looking at some videos today because people were asking and. Mm. They were like, yeah, some of the videos look pretty crazy. I was like, I should show you the highlights. So I pulled out the highlights and they're like, oh, damn.
We're meaning to make a highlight reel.
One of our workmates actually feels frightened about crossing the road now.
Oh, after seeing like the highlights?
Yeah. Before seeing the highlights, just seeing the normal videos. Yeah, gotcha.
Didn't you like chase down a bus driver and threaten to like hurt him the other night? Because like
I did not threaten to hurt him.
So you did chase down a bus driver though.
I didn't really chase him down. I walked my normal fast pace for 3 blocks.
The 3 blocks.
And the bus it wasn't out of my way. It was actually just back to work. And the bus was just next to me when I got 3 blocks later.
You were seething and you were like, you know what, fuck
it. And I was just like,
you know, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
You know, I'm here, I'm going to say it. So what happened. So I came up to an intersection. Some girl.
On a bike?
Yeah, I was walking.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. You did say you're walking.
Yeah, so the light was red for the buses. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't quite green for the green man, for people to walk. There was green woman.
The green genderless person.
Yeah.
Or sometimes gendered woman in this case.
So a girl had started walking just before it turned green. Bus decided, fuck that, I'm just going to go through anyway. Girl nearly got hit. Girl, was like, whoa, and, fell back a bit.
Yep, fair enough.
Then I was like, damn, that was fucking close. And then I, just went on with my life.
While walking vigorously, stewing on it.
I wasn't fucking stewing on it. I was like, I could see him at the distance.
Yeah, you were thinking about it. You're thinking,
I was thinking of it, but then I was like, ah, I'll never catch up. He's a bus. I'm a person. But then 3 blocks later, I'm like,
there he is.
This is him.
Fucking in it. Fucking in it.
And so then I was like, oh, yeah, did you? So I knocked on the door. I did not think he would open the door.
Because normally they're like, nah, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, he opened the door. Okay, I guess I'll talk. And then I was like, did you see, did you see the girl crossing the road when you were running that red light? And he's like, I didn't run a red light. I would just never run a red light. And I was like, okay. Did you see the girl on the road? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like,
did you notice the light was red?
No, I just gave up on the red light angle. And I was like, okay, so there was someone in the middle of the road. Why didn't you stop? And he's like, why should I? And I was like, what?
It's one of those questions. You're like, should you be a bus driver?
Yeah, I was like, you should probably stop if pedestrians are there so you don't kill them.
Oh, fucking what?
Yeah, that's easy. But yeah, I was like, damn.
Ice cold killer, man. Why didn't you stop? Why should I stop?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Why should I? I was like, I didn't really have much comeback.
Pros and cons. We got pros, make the bus route on time. Or I guess cons, make the bus route on. Wait, it's not pros and cons.
He didn't really make any speed difference anyway, because I literally caught up to him in 3 blocks.
Yeah, well, maybe
maybe
he would have caught up in 2 blocks if he had stopped. Yeah?
In my experience, when I miss a bus and I walk 3 blocks, I do not catch the bus.
Pros, maybe a murder. May go to prison, maybe, potentially.
Oh.
Sweet new paint job for the bus, bright red.
God.
Remember that time at the last...
Oh, yeah, that's just one. It was the tail.
I'd count it. Remember at the last office where someone got hit and there was blood all over the curb?
Oh, yeah, there was blood on the concrete. Yeah. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I went down, a cop was sweeping up with sawdust and shit. And all
Yeah, it's one of those things people who aren't in Wellington are kind of it seems like these guys take it a bit serious. And you're like, no, people get fucking hit. They get fucking mowed down.
How old office?
What's TfL?
Transport for London.
Transport for London. They hit people, do they? Or people jump in front of trains Monday morning and Friday afternoon. Why? To kill themselves?
Yeah.
Elaborate. How does this work?
People commit suicide.
Okay, they commit suicide.
I was on one of those trains once, and they just openly admitted that someone jumped in front of the train.
A jumper?
And I was just like, oh.
Wait, what was that? Sorry, Dan. One under.
On the speaker on the train, they were just someone's jumped in front of the train. And I was like,
it's going to take a while to clean it off, but we'll be ready soon.
Yeah, I was just like, holy shit.
I don't care kind of much about it. Japan has the same problem, jumpers on trains.
We occasionally get it. So on the train network, I don't see much of the train notifications anymore because I don't catch them, but we used to get
Yeah, people who catch them don't get much of them either.
Emergency services incident. There was in Wellington. Would have a kind of generic statement.
Yeah.
But for non-suicide ones, they would have a pretty specific thing what's
TfL
happening.
TfL call it stepping out, according to Davenport NZ.
Yeah. I was on one train where they literally said what happened, and I was like,
were you on your way to work or something? Yeah.
No, I was just I was holidaying. Damn.
Wait, were you with Adele at that point?
Oh, I can't remember.
I mean, physically on the train, with Adele.
No, I think that was when I was by myself, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
because I was there for like a week by myself. But yeah, I was like,
I shouldn't have used that name, but oh well.
Naughty.
Sorry. It's okay. I think everyone knows who we are. It's not,
yeah, I think we, so we used to say the names of our partners like way back, and then we like stopped for some reason, and we just kind of,
I think it's better not to, but also I don't really care that much.
So. Yeah.
It's like, also, your partner was on the show. Your partner literally was on the show once.
Yeah. Twice. So you clean your desk.
I cleaned it today. Did you notice? It honestly does not look any different. Apart from...
You've cleaned your desk.
I took off something like 20 cans of Coke.
I am about to go over and take a photo.
Say,
Stephen cleaned his desk.
Yeah, compared to what it was, I have half a rubbish tin. Go ahead, fucking go on then. I emptied off half a rubbish bin of rubbish. I took off something like 20 cans of Coke, a bottle of chocolate milk, like empty, of course, these are all empty. A bottle of Coke, like a plastic bottle. What else was there? A bunch of post-it notes. But now, the thing is, it's got a lot on it, because it's got like all my like my audio DAC and amp. It's got like a switch, because like my desk gets used for a lot of stuff. It's got my laptop, got my monitor, got like a bunch of RFID stuff. It's got a lot of stuff on it. It looks dirty even when it's clean, but it is clean at the moment. Hey, right, come on, Hugh. Come on, get back here. So it's we've been going for a little while.
Yep.
Shall we pick up some news?
Yep. Tell me about this WCC vs GWRC.
Wellington City Council. Wellington City Council.
Verse.
Greater Wellington Regional Council.
Fight!
I don't know how the Mortal Kombat.
This was literally front page news. This is what we have.
Thought it was your FOIA, because I know you did a FOIA on the like people involved in this, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I only did one specific.
Leguima.
Leguima. The paper actually called it an OIA.
Oh yeah, it's not an OIA. It's a Leguima.
It's not an OIA. But yeah, so. Basically, the city council and the regional council are just at arms with each other, and they're just, like, complaining. The thing that annoys me the most is, why can't they just fucking work together? And
because they need the votes. If they can successfully convince someone, this person is the reason that we didn't succeed. If you vote for me, I will get rid of that person. And like, that's
but
why.
They're begging on someone that's not running against them. They're just...
Yeah, but it's about, like... If you bag on someone who doesn't run against you, then people will still vote for you. Like, it doesn't matter whether... It's like the same thing like, oh...
You're basically showing, I'm not the one at fault.
Yeah, I'm not the one at fault. It's the immigrants who are ruining the country.
Wow.
It's not my management. It's those fucking immigrants. Goddamn boat people. Grr.
But yeah.
Also, that's sarcasm. I don't actually... I think Australian politicians are dumb, in case you know what I was wondering.
Yeah, Jesus. I keep out of Australian politics now.
Australian politics are fucked.
I also keep out of the US politics now. Just
I feel like Australian... Like, okay, hang on. I feel like Australian politics are worse. Like, and I don't mean that like the policies are worse. I just feel like, for some reason, whenever I look at whenever I look at Australian politics, it is always like horrific stuff. It's like... So I saw something. The current Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, he once got asked a question, right?
What about the fucking guy that assaulted a child?
Oh, the guy who kidnapped the children?
No, the like minister. He was like Minister of Parliament.
yeah, Mark, definitely not a kidnapper, Alice. Mark, it technically wasn't kidnapping, Alice.
I'm not sure I actually remember that one. No,
I'm thinking of the
more recent one, the like right wing guy that like.
Whatever his name is.
The head.
Oh,
because
yes.
He threw a egg at his face.
Yeah, I'm not like that guy was a douche and like a massive dick and a Nazi and all that. But I don't think it's super fair to say like he assaulted a child. He did, technically. Technically,
did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. Dude fucking egged him. It hurts to get egged. Like, if someone egged me, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? And, like, take a swing at him. Yeah.
Yeah, second punch, nah.
Yeah.
All his cronies to then fucking choke him.
He didn't get all his cronies to do it. Cronies just do that shit. Hang on.
He didn't stop
him. I'm not defending him. I'm saying if someone egged me and they happened to be a child, that I wouldn't, like, be like, stop. Oh, it is a child who has egged me.
Do you know what he did the next day?
Some douchey shit. He's a piece of shit.
He went to a fucking gun show and said immigrants get out.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, yeah. He did that. So the current Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, he once was having an interview. It was about
their politicians someone can change was, very frequently.
Yeah. Someone had just been like deported from Australia for overstaying their visa and was currently in one of the detention camps. And while there, they committed suicide because they were like, I've lived in Australia, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so someone said, like, someone asked Scott Morrison, they were like, this is a pretty sad state of affairs. Do you think anything could have changed to prevent this happening? And Scott Morrison responded with, maybe he shouldn't have overstayed his visa. So, you know, like some guy died and, like, you know, and his response is like, well, maybe he shouldn't overstay his visa then.
Yeah. I love
and that's the Prime Minister. Like... That's the Prime Minister of Australia. He also shat himself at a McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
I link that one. Oh, my God. He also shat himself at a McDonald's. What?
I love it.
We got to get B-roll for that. Something at the B-roll.
Oh, we do actually have B-roll. Anyway. Oh,
like you've got it lined up?
Yeah.
Good. Lucky. I'm too lazy with that shit.
I just thought, like, we haven't done B-roll in fucking ages.
We needed to do B-roll heaps of times. But it's not a nice process with OBS. There we are. Scott Morrison shat himself at the Macca's in 1997. No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude. Man.
We could... Like, nah, it's too hard. It's too hard. It might crash.
Yeah, yeah, wait. On one hand, we've all shat ourselves in a McDonald's. But on the other, I'm not the Prime Minister.
I have shat myself... In the toilet of McDonald's, don't act all high and mighty like you haven't shat yourself.
You have a few cheeky beers out on the town, and you're
when I say shat myself, I had my pants off and I was sitting on a toilet.
You took your pants off in the middle of a McDonald's and shat.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's worse than Scott Morrison, mate.
Anyway, should we talk about something else?
Just saying, let he who has not shat himself in a McDonald's cast the first stone. Okay, yeah, let's go move on to the news.
Just of that story was city council and regional council should work together and just fucking sort this shit out instead of just claiming hand. Oh, yeah, apparently people were confused as to who ran the bus network because no one really cared before July last year. Now they care.
Maitland deals with it. Now it's like, who do I blame for this? Yeah. Who do I get fired? Okay, what's next? You want to do a tech story?
Which one do you want me to take?
Sorry, do you want me to do a tech story?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any one particularly you want me to take?
I thought start from the top.
Fair enough, start from the top. Pretty simple. Have you heard of Docker?
Docker is where you get lots of containers and put them on a ship, right?
Yes.
It's like their logo, isn't it?
It's like a gay pornography term as well, docking.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. I have heard that, yeah.
That's probably going to get censured from Apple Podcasts or something.
Hey, now we're allowed to talk about... Oh, we're not allowed to talk about sexual stuff.
Yeah, we're allowed to curse. Oh, fucking isn't it?
Dude,
number seven.
I thought that was orange when I looked, and I'm like, where's it turning red? Oh, it's already red.
Number seven, speeding through. That's why
so
they
you
call
were
them
nine and I said
heaven.
10.
Oh, did you say 10? I didn't even know
I think
said.
I said 10. I was thinking 10. I might not have actually said
I'll take it. I trust you. I mean, I don't trust you at all, but like this is low stakes enough that I'm okay with it. Docker Hub. I've never actually used Docker Hub. It's where you upload Docker images?
Yeah, so it's one of those like centralized Docker things so there's like heaps of stuff like that. You can do it for Docker, you can do it for other things.
Why would you upload your entire like disk image to a service? Like do you know what I mean? Like
it's not the entire disk image, it's just the config file basically.
Why don't I just use fucking Git for that?
It kind of is just like Git. So you're basically like, I want to build an image that's based on this image, that's based on this image.
Docker pull something.
Yeah.
And Docker Hub.
When I run this command, I just want shit to happen.
Yeah.
And you don't really have stuff on there because every kind of thing has a couple of files.
It's just a reference to somewhere else where it's like a config.
So there are files on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all... Okay, gotcha, yeah. So there's like an alt thing on there. Kind of like AMIs, but AMIs are the disk image, so different. Anyway, they got popped. So I believe they detected the intrusion during the exfiltration of data. Attackers were exfiltrating usernames, password hashes, and also OAuth tokens. And the thing with this one is that presumably the passwords were hashed, but you as an organization probably think, oh, we don't use Docker Hub. It doesn't really matter. Hang on. If you're trying to take a photo of your disk to prove how tidy it is, how about you take a photo of your disk rather than a different place? Yeah. And the floor. Oh, yeah. Good. And did you take a photo of the floor as well? There's so much shit around your desk. Anyway, organizations possibly could be affected because you may think, we don't use Docker Hub. Not an issue. However, if your developers have signed up for a Docker Hub account and... then they've used OAuth to do that. They have valid OAuth tokens that grants access to their Git repositories on GitHub. So the attackers could theoretically exfiltrate OAuth tokens, which then grant access to your internal company source code and whatnot. So kind of sucks. I mean, I would hope, although I haven't checked, that GitHub would just invalidate every Docker Hub OAuth token. That like was what I would do, because why wouldn't you do that? But I don't know what the actual outcome is. I don't know what actually ended up happening.
Docker.
Hope you didn't get hacked.
Yeah.
You didn't listen to any of that story, did you?
Docker got fucking popped. I mean,
Got popped. No, Docker did not get popped. Docker Hub got hacked. As far as I know, Docker didn't suffer any breach. Different companies. That's like saying Git got hacked. The fuck does that even mean?
It means Linus's baby.
Linus's baby?
Got hacked.
Linus Tech Tips. Hey, hit me with the new... Oh, it's a police.
Oh, it is.
Let's see if they like beat anyone this time. You know, that time.
I'm interested in whether a red light runner happens around them.
No.
Not going to happen. They're actually not meant to be there.
It's a bus lane, motherfucker.
They're literally not meant to be there.
Oh, get the fuck.
What's the number plate on it?
LGO287.
LGO287. Boom. Yeah. That cop car is in the wrong place.
I'm actually like okay with cop cars going in those things. Yeah, like that doesn't really bother me.
It more bothers me if they like run a red light for no reason.
Yeah.
Plus there's a blocking one now.
Like if you let's pump it up. If you wanna I'm okay with being in the lane. If you wanna run a red light, you have to have your lights on. That's for me. If a police officer wants to run a red light, they should have their lights on.
Oh damn, I saw something real bad last night. So
Yes. I would say yes. But I also think that most people wouldn't give them a ticket if they saw them. Yeah, and a police car, yeah.
Yeah. They get tickets, they just kind of
it's like probably
give
part
them like, back.
Yeah. They have to justify it as a
yeah. Thing. They basically just give them.
I presume if they get one, like the individual cop doesn't have to pay for it though.
I was at
write it off as a business expense.
Last night I was catching. I walked the block to the other bus stop
to
catch my bus. One by Macca's. Yep. There was a cop car there. There were some cops inside getting Macca's.
Okay, not
they
not, like, dealing with an incident.
The Macca's because they got a radio call.
What happened to the Maccas?
They just started running to their car.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn, what's happening? And like they fucking jump in the car, fucking pull off. Damn. Fucking skid some wheels, run through the red, like lights go.
Oh,
and
fucking in it. Oh.
Oh, my God. That was... Oh, was that two?
No, it was just one.
No, it was just one.
But the second one was tight, but that was... Oh, my God. You've made me nervous now. Oh, my God. Is that too fucking Jesus?
But, yeah, these cops took off in a hurry. And so I got home and, like, I was telling my wife.
You didn't
that
go in and
that.
Be like, hey, could I have the Maccas?
So my wife was just like, so do they, like, store it away? Like, do they have, like, a note saying this was from police and, like, they can come back and get
it? I guarantee the Maccas people have no idea what to do in that situation and just throw the food out. Because... Yeah. We're being told that Burger King gives fireys and police free fast food. Free fast food?
Damn.
him.
So Mathis has like a pretty good discount, 50%. I actually used to get that discount because I had a uniform that looked like a police uniform.
And oh, really?
They just didn't notice. And we kept on telling them we're not cops. And then after a year, they were just like, you're not actually cops, are you? And we're like, no. But they were like, oh, you come every week. So like, we'll give you the discount.
Oh, damn. Lucky. I don't get like a fucking discount.
Yeah, Defence Force also get a pretty good discount. Oh, and that's okay. Uniform I had, so...
Yeah, I mean, then, okay, that's fine then.
Yeah. Like,
they probably just get told cops, and they're like, they don't really... Well, they probably don't get... They probably get told, like, a big list, and they're just like, is that cops? Yeah, I think that's cops, man. They've got a uniform, give them the discount.
I think I saw the button once, and there's just a button that says, like, cop discount.
Yeah, nice.
Like, yeah, just push that.
Just go in and be like, I'm a police officer, give me the discount. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to come with me and give me the discount. Okay, give us a bus story then. What's up?
All right, so we had some incidents in Karori.
Oh, is that my... okay, we're just sorting out the mics so you can hear us when we go to
the
roll.
What do we need to do that?
VST2.
VST2, too.
Yeah,
cool.
Not VST2. That's why they call me VST2, because I'm the second VST.
Because I put the...
The wrong VST.
No, I put the chat bar. Oh, shit, no. Oh.
Jesus, mate.
I put the chat bar there, but not the there. So, this bus.
Midlink don't like it.
This is a real fucking narrow street in Karori.
Put the chat bar. Yeah, I mean, hang on. These are pictures taken at completely different times.
Yeah, they are. Now that they're side by side, they are quite different.
With different cars. There's nothing... They have nothing in common except they are both the buses, like, crashing into things. Which is, I mean...
Anyway. This is the same street.
Must be something about those fucking
this
Toyota drivers.
This is the same street. It's a tight street in Karori. Yeah. And apparently buses just... They can't fit two buses along... It, but they just try and do it.
Yeah.
Imagine being on a bus when a bus is going that close next to each other. You'll be like,
mate, I haven't seen it all the time. Like when you're on a bus, you like look out the window, you're like, Jesus Christ. Because occasionally, like the wing mirror or something will smash through the window, though they tend to be quite thick on those.
I'm still waiting for the outcome of those incidents where like all the fucking windows are smashing.
What was that?
Asked for all the serious incidents outcomes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all they gave was like the description, which was like, yeah, fucking windows smashed on like passengers and like people were crying. There's some cuts and shit.
People were crying.
And I was just like, where's the outcome to this?
Can I have more?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait 2 months for that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been missing any red light runners. Let's go back. Yeah.
There's been none. I've had an eye out.
That guy looks like he's keen for it. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He's keen for it.
Ooh.
Oh, lucky.
Technically, I think that is illegal with the law, but I just don't know. I actually don't know what the law is.
Nah, because you don't have to come to a complete stop.
No, because he's crossed the entry line, which the entry line is like roughly
Mr. Klein, and we'll see what he says. Mr. Klein will think it's not illegal.
Oh, Calvi Freeman. Hey,
Klein. No, I'm thinking of Chris.
Calvi Freeman.
Is he the counselor?
Yeah.
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 Not to be confused with the other guy. The guy who called
Calvin Klein.
No, the guy who called the woman a bastard or something.
Oh, you can't be saying words like that.
The guy who allegedly said something to a counselor under
his breath. Yeah, that's Chris Calvi.
Chris Calvi Freeman. Okay.
Not Calvin Klein.
Not Calvin Klein. Same.
Do you know Klein means just small, I think, in German?
Oh my God. So Calvin Klein means like Calvin small in the pants?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God. Calvi Freeman Klein. Okay. And it means like small in the pants or something. You're saying he's small? Okay, I gotcha. I'm not going to say that shit about the counselor, but if you want to say it. You know, he's probably going to listen and take us to court.
Have
now.
You seen all the shit about old Sir Peter Jackson?
With the Shelley Bay stuff?
Yeah.
I see, like, so on my phone, I don't know how it works exactly. It gives me news that it thinks I'll like. It is honestly the worst news recommendation I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I never use those.
Every now and again, it's like a built-in Google thing. Every now and again, it'll be like, Peter Jackson is like threatening to kill Justin Lester or whatever. And I'm like, well, okay, Peter. Well, what's going on? It's like, council fights back and threatens to like deport Jackson or something, or like, I don't know, whatever the fuck. They're just like these real intense headlines to do with the two of them feuding.
Clickbaiting, mate.
Yeah, it works. Oh my God. Oh my God. That one's leaving a neon trail that's so cyberpunk. Look at it. Neon trail. Whoa.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Just keep it. Don't fix it.
Just keep it. You're doing something. Stop it.
It looks shitty.
Stop it.
You did something. You fucking crashed it before.
How did I crash it? By adding a fucking picture.
Yeah, you added a picture and it crashed.
I kind of want to, I think he was. I kind of want to just go here and...
Don't break it, just stop.
I just want to open this in Explorer and just see what happens.
Well, okay, yeah. How big is it? I don't know.
Is it only this big?
It's taking a while to load. Dude, fucking takes ages to load. How big is it? I don't know. This computer is also a piece of shit. Also, I was like downloading something like before. I don't know if you noticed. It was like downloading stuff. So,
how big was it, you reckon?
Oh my God, why'd you fucking hell?
My clothes.
You just click it at once. 2.56 megabytes right there. You don't need to open it.
Yeah, but now
it has to load 2.56 megabytes off the hard drive.
That's gonna take months. How does it take that long? It does look real fucking good.
It's crisp.
How does that fucking crash?
Oh, look, yeah, it fucking crashed it again, mate.
It takes a while to close. Did you see that?
Look, you used up all our fucking internet, mate. Oh, wow. Lagging. It's dropping frames like nobody's business, mate. Look at it. It's dropping frames.
This laptop is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like this adapter is probably not very good as well.
Probably not.
And also our internet's not very good. And there's a lot of things that aren't very good. There's no shortage of
things. When are we getting better internet? You're in charge of that.
Here's the thing. Here's how it went down. I got a message the other day. Let me just find out what it say. Got a message like on the 1st, which was 3 days ago or 5 days ago, saying scheduled reminder that we're going to be around on the 6th tomorrow. They're coming tomorrow. Wait, what's today? The 3rd. They're coming on Monday. Are you listening?
Yeah. My wife just thought that this wasn't here.
Okay.
But it was.
They're coming on Monday, and they said, here's what they said. Reply 1 if you'd like to confirm your appointment, or 2 if you want to change it. And I replied 2. It's been 3 days, and then today they sent me another email saying, hey, just to remind you, we're coming on Monday. Make sure to be home. You got to be home for it. And I'm kind of like, I don't think you want us to be home. It's a fucking business address. So when is it getting here? Who knows? No one knows. Yeah, do a news story for us.
News story. Are we getting into like the other ones?
Do you want me to take one?
How much time do we... We've only got 20 minutes. So, like, the other ones aren't...
We've only got 20 minutes.
The other ones aren't... the bottom one. All right. So, safe working conditions, that new law that's been known for, like
a year or two now.
Forever. It's going into force, like, next Monday the Monday after.
They only had 2 years to figure out how they're going to deal with it. Wasn't 2 years.
I think it was December they knew.
No, it was December. It was passed. They knew about it before that.
Oh, yeah. They
They knew about it all before that.
But it's been law since, like, December.
Yeah.
With the deadline on when it had to happen. Man, they got, like, held back and just, like, I'm going to speed up when it goes.
Yeah, you did good.
But so that's happening. Auckland has a bit of a crisis because they're having to cancel a fuckload of bus services because they were treating their bus drivers badly.
Yeah, the difference is I think that they're going to cancel some buses and everyone will be like, whoa, cancelled buses, this is unusual. Whereas in Wellington, they're going to cancel buses and everyone's going to be like, same shit, different day.
From what I heard, Auckland does cancel some buses.
Yeah.
But not nearly as much as...
Not like last night.
Fuck. I went to the bus stop. The bus went past 2 minutes early. I was like, oh, all right. Well,
you should probably be there like with more than 2 minutes spare.
Yeah. Well, I was planning on it, but I ended up talking to people in the office.
I don't really care about the excuses, Hugh.
And then I was like, well, it's only another 15 minutes for the next bus, so I waited a couple minutes. 2 minutes later, the next bus was cancelled.
Cancelled.
How
are
do you
glad they told you?
How do you not know that a bus is going to be cancelled until 12 minutes before it's cancelled?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, presumably someone didn't call in sick. Yeah, oh, that's speaking easy. Of sick, how fucking sick was that bus that just went through a red light? He was like, fuck the police, and went through. Bam. Bam.
Like, I think when that happened to me one time, I actually rang up and I was just like, hey, like, what's the story with this bus? And they were like, oh, it's mechanical issues.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I get that, but, like, mechanical issues do not happen that often. If they do, maybe fucking get a different bus fleet or something.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
I think this
We have a recycled bus fleet from Auckland, where Auckland was like, these buses are not good anymore. We can't run these on the road. And Wellington was like, oh, fucking we'll take them. Give them here, mate.
Oh, I'm thinking up another OAA. Like, like...
No, stop. I'm going to make your partner tell you not to. I'll go to everyone in your life and tell them to make you not.
So, for any bus that is cancelled with, like... not much notice, what's the reason for it?
Yeah. Like what are the cancellation reasons? Like 90%?
Yeah, like if it's like less than a day's notice, like what's the reason for it?
Yeah.
Because like, if it's like something that's well known, just fucking say it's cancelled the day before. Like,
yeah, I agree. But I'm with you. Yeah, like you're not going to hire someone and have them trained up in 2 days. So you always know 2 days in advance if you don't have enough drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, who are you going to do the OAA to?
Just regional council.
Unfortunately, that's actually information held by our operators, so we can't provide that to you.
It's getting better.
Is it getting better?
I don't know.
Has Buddy Woody sorted you out yet?
Buddy Woody actually came back to me on a police thing.
I don't care about that. I care about, has he got back to you on the, like, regional council?
So police is something Buddy Woody can't do much.
Yeah.
Except this time they're like, oh shit, they fucked up. They fucked
okay, yeah,
up.
But I personally don't care about that. I only care about the bus thing. What's the status of that one?
I have to wait 2 months until they
2 months.
Get over the... Well, it's actually 1 more month.
Did Richard count him?
Oh, nah.
No, he's pretty... Yeah,
the administrative reasons that they like put me on hold.
Also, sorry if the stream's dropping. It's just the crappy laptop, crappy internet. It's all
Are
crappy.
People complaining? Nah.
No. I noticed it was. Yeah, look, it's going yellow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't know.
It's not going well for the stream.
Yeah. So that's that. Do you want to do another news?
Okay. What do we got? Bloomberg. You know him.
I don't know him personally.
I listen for every one of your stories, Hugh. I listen and I provide impact, input, and back and forth. And every time it comes to one of my stories, you know what you do? You leave or you ignore me or you start messaging people.
Not every time.
Almost every time.
Not every
Name
time.
Name one story I've talked about today that you can talk about. That you listen
Hub.
For. Oh, really? You listen for it. The first thing you said when you got back from messaging someone was, so Docker got hacked.
Yeah. Docker so Hub got
it
hacked.
Did not. No, it's fine. Whatever. You know Bloomberg? You know what? I'll just talk to myself. I know Bloomberg. Bloomberg's that place that does those stories, and they're often wrong. You got a friend who works at Bloomberg? Tell them to tell the editors to keep making these retarded stories to stop making them.
All this hate.
So they made...
Oh, you're a 9.
Yeah, we... Oh, I thought it was an 8. I guess I haven't been paying close attention.
You're the one that's doing it.
I know, right? I forgot. Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. Oh, he made it. That's safe. If he goes fast enough,
it's
safe.
So much quicker there than on the screen. Like, in real life, it looks so much quicker than this because of the fisheye.
I reckon it's the opposite.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it's the opposite. Oh, it depends. If the one's coming this way, I think it does. If we're going that way, maybe not. But the one's coming
like,
this
Like, I saw
way.
That one, and I saw it rush past the window. I'm like, damn, he's going quick. But then
but
I saw
this,
that.
Look how fast he's going on here. Like,
yeah, that does
Jesus.
Look.
And you look and you're like, eh.
I guess my eyes might be, like, taking in the fisheye and being like, right, I'll condense that down so it doesn't seem as quick. But then, like, in real life, it's a lot quicker. I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. They published a story about... Oh, I just got abandoned. They published a story recently, a few days ago now, about backdoors in Huawei routers. So this was one that Vodafone found. And when I say Vodafone found, I'm being So Vodafone said they found a security issue. They reported it to Huawei. Huawei was like, it's fixed. And then a few years later, they were like, whoa, same issue. And it was basically Telnet running on some high port number that you could just Telnet to and get access to. And so Vodafone were like, yeah, whatever, solved. Bloomberg dug this up. It was something like 10 years ago now. And they were like, Vodafone found a malicious backdoor in Huawei equipment. You know, like Huawei is backdooring people. And then Vodafone came out and refuted it. And we're basically like, that's not how it went down at all. So I thought that was... it's basically another one example of these Bloomberg stories that are not true. And they just keep making them. It's weird.
So Huawei has been like banned from a few countries now, hasn't it? For
not exactly.
5G.
So the latest to come out of the UK was that they... this was a leak. It was leaked that they decided they would use them for non-critical components of the 5G build. For example, antennas. This is an example. Yeah.
Antennas.
As an example.
Which is basically just a bunch of wires.
Well, yes, but they're still passive, yes. But it turns out that this was actually never meant to be released, and it was like the secretary to the Minister of Defense or someone who leaked it, and he got fucking fired, like, hard. He's, like, expelled. Like, he's fucking... blacklisted.
Damn.
Yeah. So I don't know what like the actual...
Was it not covered under the OAA or whatever it is?
Well, you can't just leak something and then be like, but maybe someone could have OAA'd it. It's not the process.
Yeah.
That's right. I get a leak.
Oh, man. I wanted to go over.
Yeah. And I was, whoa, Jesus.
I love that replay.
Hey, look, it's so fast. Look at it. It's like we got no lag.
It was one.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Convenient. Convenient.
All right, I'll leave it.
No, it's fine. Don't confuse it.
No?
I'm fucking used to losing after the show. I'll leave it. Yeah. They're not banned from the UK, exactly, but we don't know how it will actually turn out. They might be.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're not banned from New Zealand. It's just the Spark 5G build has to be relooked at. It has design issues.
Yeah,
yes.
It has design issues.
They never said it is Huawei. Yeah. Of course... I can't imagine that Spark, the largest telecommunications provider in New Zealand, would have any kind of design issues, like, or Vodafone, or literally anyone. Like, they're all such prestigious companies.
So, anyway, there was a bit of sidetrack from me, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, that's funny. But you know what the follow-up story is? So, this is, like, a news story, and was like, whoa, Huawei, backdoors. Exploit was, a security issue advisory Cisco made last night for us.
The Cisco one, yeah.
Yeah, Cisco Nexus routers, which is, like, the data center class stuff. They have a backdoor SSH
just
account.
Real easy.
Yeah, so if you just grab the SSH key, you can just SSH into it. So, this is as root. Now, here's the weird thing. You can't SSH in as an IPv4.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
As IPv6.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but also it's kind of like...
You can have daemons listening on different ports, but...
Yeah,
like,
or like ACLs. Like, Cisco tends to be heavy on like ACLs. Like, from this interface, these things.
Yeah.
I just think it's fucking dumb that everyone's like, Huawei backdoor, also Cisco backdoor, but it's okay. Like, it's just a weird situation. Cisco what, sorry? Cisco is a bug. That's exactly right, yeah. Cisco had a bug. They had a bug. It was a security bug.
Yeah.
Huawei had a backdoor. They put a backdoor in. Even though this was like literally SSH key.
There was another tech story I can't remember.
Well, I said, do you have any other tech stories? And you said,
whoa. I said way before the show started, do you remember that thing? And you were like, nah.
Well, then how would I remember it?
And I've been trying to remember it for the last hour and a bit.
Sorry. I do know occasionally I have like news stories where I'm like, oh, there's that thing I want to talk about. Can't remember it. Grr.
It'll come up. Or it's just not important.
Yeah.
Or
both. Wow, we got a few more news stories. I've only got one more tech one. I'll go over it quickly and then we can follow up with whatever. Windows is removing by default the password expiry policy from domain joined computers. So... I believe by default, when you set up group policy, it's all like, yo, you should rotate your password changing.
Yeah.
Rotate your password every, however, 90 days, I think, is the default. And Microsoft is changing this so that you no longer need to change it every 90 days. It will now no longer expire. So for those of you who have that and have been arguing to get rid of password expiry, you can now have a Microsoft source, which is nice, I guess, even though like everyone's already been saying it a lot.
So, like, we've started recommending against
password expiry, yeah.
Like, NIST is saying that. And
NIST recently, so within the last 6 months, NIST decided.
Yeah, they were kind of like, yeah, like, don't try and make people change passwords. All
problem
the time,
is in New Zealand, like, the NZISM, which is our thing that government has to follow, it explicitly says, yes, expire passwords. So we're like, if you want to be secure, don't follow our national government advisory information because it's wrong.
I had a client recently that they were kind of like, we want to follow more the NIST guidelines than the ISM. And I'm like,
and you're like, yes.
Okay, good. Cool. I can put in like, they were kind of like, yeah, can you put more of that in the report? And I'm like, yes.
To be fair,
I
don't know a lot of the NIST standards. I know, I know their password hashing policies, their password expiry policies. Passwords is about all I know from NIST.
This was a password cracking job, so like.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Then that makes sense. Yeah. And their policy, their policies and advice have been like quite easy to read, like quite nice.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, yeah, like you can do this, and then they're like, oh yeah, we would like more of the NIST stuff in there, and less of the ISM.
Yeah. It's always funny when like someone who should be following NZISM is like, nah, just don't worry about it.
To be honest, NIST is stronger in a lot of things with password complexity, for example.
Though I believe they did back down on the 2FA thing. So initially they were like, no more SMS 2FA, and they're back down now, and I think they like shouldn't use it or something.
But I mean, like for password complexity, like ISM has 8 characters, well, password length, 8 characters, NIST has 10.
Well, NZISM is 12 with no complexity or 8 with complexity?
I think NIST is 10 and 16.
Gotcha. Okay, so bigger. But
so, it is like more, but then like they were kind of like, oh, we want to use this. And I was
the
like,
thing is like fucking 12 characters is a long password. Like I'm not going to brute force 5 characters anytime soon. So
I had good fun in that job. And I cracked a bunch of stuff. Man, I love Hashcat. Like, it's so much better than John.
It's nice, right? I mean, better like, isn't faster.
Yeah, well.
Occasionally, you still come across a format.
I remember, like
John Rum.
When I started the job, I, like, kind of just, like, ran it, and it came back. I just ran it with a word list, and it came back, like, within a second. I was like, oh, it didn't run. that's literally what I thought. I was like, it didn't run. There was some error, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Gotta figure out what it is. Yeah,
and then I like looked again. I'm like, wait, no, I've got like a fuckload of passwords cracked from that. Like, damn.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hashcat, it's pretty good, pretty speedy. Okay, you got any last news stories you want to talk about? We got 5 minutes left.
Yes, there was a like.
Hey, wait, question. Did they get rid of the bright blue lights from buses?
Yes. Way back. That one kind of looks like in
at the back,
camera.
Yeah, I think it's just the camera.
I think it's just, oh, there's blue seats there.
No, see the light behind Hurricane Denham?
Oh, yeah, I see that, yeah.
Because I was just thinking, like, since I've been catching buses, like, in the last, you know, month or two, we haven't been, oh my gosh. Why, you cold, Belle? Gotta rep it. There's a dog in the office wearing a ZX security t-shirt. It actually looks pretty good. Like, hey, it's a good fit.
I like it.
Gotta rep it. Yeah. The original. The first one we did. Yeah. 16, 17 is here, and I don't think anyone's got 18 on. Okay, well, do you have any more news stories you want to finish up for tonight?
No, we'll finish up.
9. Who? Wow! Fucking jeez! No! Fucking yes! 9.
Oh, cyclist 9. Ran it.
Cyclist doesn't
care. I'm just gonna point out that blockage.
Oh
right
yes, the orange one. Oh, he's on a Metlink bus. He's on a Metlink bus.
We count.
We don't count taxis.
We count non-Metlink buses though.
Oh,
remember that white one right at the start?
I know.
All right. Well, on that note.
Okay. Hope everyone enjoyed the
see
show.
See you next week.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and give us money on Patreon.
Yeah.
Bye. Nimbus Factor.
Nip, 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 nip.
Oh, yeah.
Nip, 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 nip.
Nimbus Factor.
Oh, yeah.